Welcome to EOI Radio. This is Greg Voisin, and I have Joanne Davis on the phone with me today with Team Industries, located in the upper part of Minnesota, and she is a client of EOI Service Company. And Joanne, thanks for joining us today to talk a little bit about the services that EOI provided for Team Industries and for yourself and your management team. Could you tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about your roles and responsibilities at Team and really what you do all day long?
Well, I'm the benefits manager here at Team Industries, and I've been here for 25 years. We have a little over 1,000 employees, and each year we need to, of course, re-enroll them in all their core benefits and bring voluntary benefits to the table for them. Our family-owned company is wonderful to work with and tries to give our employees a wide variety of products to enroll in.
Mm-hmm. So you went through a process here with Mercer and with EOI. So what prompted your management team to engage a communications company like EOI to assist in benefits enrollment, that would be the core benefits, as well as the voluntary plan?
During the presentation that was given by EOI to our management team, they were very thorough, and their experience just came through on being able to foresee a company's needs and fill in gaps where needed. Their counselors sounded very informed and very flexible, and they worked very closely with some of the vendors that we currently had in place. So them being able to be on site and had salaried counselors really made the comfort level there for us. They weren't based on commission, and their technology seemed to be pretty cutting edge.
Yeah, it really is, and it's amazing that you say that about, you know, the non-commissioned enrollers, and that's one of my next questions here. Why do you believe that EOI had such a success rate in getting what was reported is 97% of the eligible employees to meet with one of their counselors? Why do you think your employees felt so comfortable meeting with those counselors?
Well, first off, I think EOI did a good job of working with our HR group and planning out the meetings so that every shift was accommodated. And the employees' feedback was that the counselors were informed and they weren't pushed into a product. And so that was really nice. It seemed like the meetings were pretty comfortable for them just because of the atmosphere that was provided by EOI counselors. Down to earth.
That's good. So what kind of feedback did you receive from the employees about the EOI counselors? In other words, you said they were informed, but overall, what was the experience that you got as the HR manager from those employees?
Well, the HR managers gave me the comments back from employees, and there wasn't negative comments that overrode. Sometimes not hearing anything back is a good thing because they were taken care of, they felt comfortable. And so there was no further follow-up that was needed. The employees that I did meet with just basically talked that they got their needs met and they understood their family coverages. And if they had any questions, they realized that they could call the customer service number.
That's great. Now, EOI helped in creating this thing called Navigating Your 2013 Benefits Campaign. What did they do for you, and how was this a benefit to you and the administration team at Team Industries? In other words, you know, you did a lot of communications. You had memos go out. You had PowerPoints created. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we began meeting weekly and planned our project well ahead of time and introduced different examples of communications. Jennifer worked with us closely, and we pulled together what we had done in the past, and they helped integrate some new ideas with the communications. And so we just built our way into giving out pieces at a time so employees were more and more familiar with what was coming up so they'd be prepared for the open enrollment time.
One of the things they used was digital tools such as text to smartphones and other digital tools to reach out to your employees. Did you find that some of this new technology, or as you had mentioned a second ago, this bleeding edge technology was truly embraced by your employees overall and it really helped in communicating what was coming up with relation to enrollment?
Well, and the technology that I was referring to was the layout of all the information that the vendor or that the different vendors had showing current coverages and then the team information that was given to EOI so that the counselors had everything they needed when they met with people. We didn't actually do any text or phone messaging.
Oh, okay. We didn't. But you did utilize the National Enrollment Center, which is something that they have an outreach center that's based in Colorado that makes calls to the employees who are not on site. About how many of those calls do you think that they made, and what was the feeling overall that your employees received as a result of having a telephone enrollment?
I couldn't say the exact number of the telephone enrollment follow-ups because there were so many face-to-face, there were hardly any missed. I know on an ongoing basis for this new hires during 2013, every month employees are set up on a schedule so that the call center can reach out to them, and that's very successful. They go above and beyond letting us know if somebody can't be reached and have follow-through so nobody slips through the cracks.
That's really good because basically you want to make sure that everybody gets this information and has an opportunity to enroll in those voluntary benefits and also be explained their core enrollments. I mean, most people, I'm sure, are taking the core enrollments from you, but for those that you're not, you have to have the paperwork. So EOI prides themselves in working on a strategic plan. It's a 3-year plan that they work with HR departments. Has this been useful in organizing and determining the benefit mix for your organization and for your culture?
Yes, and we're just starting out into our second year, so we're just starting to build our way in what the next enrollment, how it will look. Advanced planning is nice.
And you've been using it, so you're in your second year of that. Any comments about the process and working with the marketing team and with your Mercer brokers and EOI in general?
They work very well together, and it's nice that we kind of are in sync in our communications, and they're real patient with helping us understand the different things that we can utilize to be effective.
Now, a big part of all of this, Joanne, is always the administration, both from a technological standpoint and a billing standpoint. How has EOI been in helping you deal with the administration and helping your team make the easy use of that administration?
The flow from this past year's open enrollment has been a major improvement from what we've experienced in the past. And our contact continues to make adjustments and be flexible because we're just working our way through all the billing. I mean, we're just finishing up the first quarter of the year, and it works out very well. Nothing is in cement. They're able to be flexible and get us the information in the formats that we need because no one, I don't believe, gets everything in the similar format.
So what kind of mix of benefits did you actually put in, and how many carriers are involved in the actual enrollment there at Team Industries?
Now, let me see. We have one vendor that offers us universal life, short-term disability, critical illness, and we added accident insurance this past year. We also have a vendor that offers term life insurance, and then our medical and dental vendor, and a flex benefits vendor, so there's about 5.
So you've got quite an array of vendors and benefits being offered, so that increases the complexity of administration. So that's you're saying that all of that is running very smoothly, and you've had virtually no glitches in all of that, correct?
No, it's been working really well, and any time there was a glitch, we... or I foresee any glitches, we work through it pretty well because I don't expect 100% perfection.
Right. It's tough when you're dealing with all that. Now, overall, what has been the experience that you have had and also the rest of the Team Industries personnel who've dealt with EOI, both at a sales level and administration level?
It's been positive. When there have been specific divisions that have had some clarification to make, it's not a problem getting on the phone, working with the company, having them help work with the vendors. Overall, I think it's just been a very satisfying partnership.
Great. Well, Joanne, I thank you for being on EOI Radio with me and taking the time to kind of explain a little bit about how the enrollment process has gone for you and for the team at EOI and at Team Industries. And I appreciate the time you've taken with us to, you know, learn a little bit more about your business, a little bit more about what went on during your enrollment. Thanks so much for being on with us.
You're welcome.